From Lena Versi Athletics, this is the Burn 'Em Up podcast. Burn 'Em Up is brought to you by McDonald's. And now let's join your host, Carmen Lastoria and Philip Tang.
And welcome back to another edition of the Burn 'Em Up podcast. Philip Tang, Carmen Lastoria here with you once again, as always, brought to you by McDonald's. And Carmen, it's kind of a weird thing. Due to certain circumstances, only one team ended up playing this past weekend. The women's basketball team were end of fall, going into winter, so it's a lot slower after that homecoming weekend.
Yeah, and you know, we'll take it, Tang. I mean, it's not too bad when that slows down a little bit. You know, unfortunately, we had women's soccer fall short down in Pensacola. You and I got to know one another a whole lot better,
yes.
Tang, because we were in the car for the better part of 13 hours within a 24-hour period. But it was great. You know, we went down there to Pensacola, got a brief morning on the beach there on Thursday. Lady Flames, hard-fought battle, ended up falling 1-0 to West Florida on what was really a special goal by their All-American, Blair Kawan. And so, yeah, it was a tough loss, but Coach Chris Hennessy and his ladies, in my estimation, as bad as they wanted that, they really, I feel like they overachieved with all the injuries that
yes.
they had to deal with to battle back, get to the GSC championship, and then get back into the South region. They're the only team in the South region that has been there 7 straight years in the NCAA tournament. So that tells you about the dominance of that program. And then, you know, weather caused Palm Beach Atlantic, obviously with the hurricane that caused Palm Beach Atlantic to have to send their students home. And, you know, Embry-Riddle played a game, and that's all I'll say about that.
Because right.
I don't want the Burn 'Em Up podcast. I don't want to get in trouble with the Burn 'Em Up podcast. But I'll just say this. Embry-Riddle played a game on Friday.
Right.
And they were supposed to play us on Saturday, and they elected not to do that. And so the men's basketball team, unfortunately, won't open up until – GSC, but I'm not bitter. The Burn 'Em Up podcast is not here to hate. I'm spitting facts right now.
Yeah, right? Straight up the facts. So it's a different kind of a weekend, and the Lady Flames, they went down to Florida. They split with Florida Southern and St. Leo, and then like the Flames, they're going to open up against Valdosta State in West Florida. Heck of a way to start Gulf South Conference play.
Yeah, I'm saying what so that our guest
yes.
here doesn't have to say that. And
yes.
that's, of course, is Jace Willingham, who is a member of the men's basketball team, a longtime member of the men's basketball team. Going into your fourth year now, Jace, right?
Fifth year.
Yes, okay, sir. Fifth year, yeah. Red the COVID
senior.
Years always throw me
yeah,
off.
They do.
But redshirt senior. And, hey, man, listen, I know you're itching to play. You know,
yeah.
I made reference to, unfortunately, with the weather and some extenuating circumstances out of our control, we weren't able to open up when really everybody was. So, man, are you – you know, what were you guys thinking in practice this week and just itching to get going, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was disappointing not going down to Palm Beach or Embry-Riddle and getting those games under our belt. But we're ready this year or this week. We've been practicing really hard just preparing because we're going straight into conference play,
yeah.
which is straight into the grind. So,
and you're taking a Valdosta who's played 4 games
yes.
now because they had a small college basketball tournament down in Lakeland, Florida, to open the year. So they've got 4 games under the belt before you guys have even tipped off once.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I hate the hurricane did that. But, you know, we've been practicing really hard this week, so I think we'll be ready.
What's the feeling around the team? Obviously, each year brings its own unique set of circumstances, players. You got some new players in there. But generally speaking, you've got a lot of guys back from the core of your team the last couple of years. So what are your thoughts on the makeup of this year's team? What are you excited about most?
We're really gelled together really nicely. I mean, we lost a couple last year, but we've had some new guys come in. And I think we're going to be really good this year. Our chemistry is – really good. We're able to pass the ball around, and I think we'll have a couple guys being, you know, top scorers for us. So
I was going to say, just watching in the exhibition, your chemistry, no matter who was in there, seemed to work really, really well. It was good last year, but I think this year, at least from the first exhibition, seemed even better.
Yeah, all the guys are for each other. You know, we're just trying to make our team the best it possibly can be. So
you've got a new assistant coaching staff, right? The Latch brothers are in. Stephen Carter, who's no stranger to the program, but he's back as a GA now. And so, you know, to me, and we've had some great assistant coaches over the years, obviously Cole Rose is down in Palm Beach Atlantic as a head coach. And you guys have just had a good staff to work with. But what do you think about the Latch guys? I've really enjoyed getting to know them in a short period of time.
The Latch brother, the brother dynamic is it's been a really good experience so
yeah.
far. They bring a lot from Coach Latch being at Lipscomb and then just bringing that from Lipscomb to us, it's been really helpful. And they're just getting, you know, to know us better. So as we go on through this season, I think they'll just get better for us.
Have you seen with them, since they both played in the Gulf South Conference, kind of knowing what to expect and just diving head in to that side of it?
Yeah. Well, we really got the insider information from West Florida since they both played there. So I think we'll have a really good scout for them. But,
yeah, there's no – you alluded to it, right? You jump right into conference play. There's no surprises here. Everybody knows how everybody plays. But especially now, that, I mean, they played at West Florida between the two of them over the course of, what, 7-8 years probably, you know, down there. And so they know exactly what to expect. When you talk about the athleticism of this team, I'm always you obviously have the best vertical, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you can brag here. This is what the Burnham Up podcast is all about. So next to you, who would you say challenges you as the most athletic?
Definitely Noah, because Noah's just so long, and he's got athleticism. So I think that's the next. That's a challenge for me right there.
Okay.
Any of the freshmen do you think could, not now, but eventually challenge you for – being pretty best vertical, maybe? Or
I think Tim Vaughn, the freshman, once he gets a few years, all right, even a year, I think he can definitely challenge me. Yes, sir.
And you've been here 5 years, so obviously you've gotten to know Coach Smith well and this culture. If you could describe it in a couple of words, and maybe that's a hard question to ask, but what makes Lee men's basketball special? What's kept you coming back and appreciative of what you get to experience through COVID and everything that you as a player have had to deal with, and now you're back as a fifth-year senior, a leader on this team? How would you describe the culture?
The culture is – I would say it's a gritty type of culture. Yeah. We don't want to back away from any challenge. We always want to go head first into it. And I think that's just like the main point of our culture that he's been able to build up over the years. But a lot of the players have helped with building that culture, and I think just Coach Smith is just that headstone type of guy where he just doesn't want to back down from any challenge, no matter who it is, what it is, no matter what they're ranked, we're just going to go at them.
Now, he still can get out there and practice, right? I mean, he was a pretty good player back in the
day.
Oh,
yeah, he was.
You know, he's getting a little older now, but he still feels like he can fill it up a little
bit. He's got some back issues, so he can't go as full now, but –
You know, guys like – and he's far more athletic than I've ever dreamed of being. But guys like us, we for a moment, right, we feel like we can go out there, and then we go out there and try and hang with these guys. And it just doesn't end well. Yeah, it doesn't end well for us.
Get blown out of the gym easily. You talk about the gritty team. You've got guys that fought back from injury multiple times. Just talk about those guys, you know, finally getting healthy.
Yeah. So my roommate, Josh Lowe, I mean, that's just – that's gritty right there. Two ACL injuries, I mean – coming back from two, one is special, but two, that's another level. And we had guys like Mike who's battled the foot injuries, and then I battled a shoulder injury last year, and it's coming back from that. So I think that really speaks to how gritty our team is.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Josh. I thought it was so special for all of us who have been around the program for a while now to be able to see him get out there at homecoming. Mm-hmm. And he looked good. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's moving well, but you alluded to it. It's hard enough for an athlete to come back from one, let alone two ACL injuries. So good to see him there. But you mentioned it's that grittiness. It's that toughness that certainly keeps you guys firing back and coming back. All right, Jace, when you think of NBA, all right, NBA now, let's switch gears a minute. Who's your NBA team?
Oh, Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics. Oh, so take us, what made you a Boston Celtics fan?
It was, my dad's a Celtics fan, but it was that 2008 run the Celtics had when they won the championship.
Okay,
and players
sure.
like Paul Pierce, KG, Ray, I just fell in love with that team.
Now, I'm a big Cavs fan, and so there was a great rivalry those big three Celtics had with LeBron in his first stint with Cleveland, and then, of course, in his second stint, he got the better of the Celtics in that run. But I'm always interested to see how people become fans of different teams, because you're from Alabama, right?
Yes, sir.
But obviously you mentioned your dad, and, you know, that's pretty cool.
There's no NBA team in Alabama, so it makes it interesting.
Pick somebody.
We got a G League team.
Oh, yeah, there is a G League. That is right. So I'm a Grizz fan, so I got the grit and grind, and then some poor years, and now John Morant's taking them back up, and he's really starting to play pretty
Special
well.
Player.
Do you get to watch a lot of – I mean, I know obviously during the season it's a grind, but do you get to watch some of the NBA? Do you glean anything from some of those guys that you see and, you know, aspects of their game that you, you know, try and emulate?
For sure. The NBA game is a little bit different from college, but, yeah, we try to catch, like, late-night games we can throughout – throughout the year.
Any, like, you know, 2K battles going on, NBA 2K battles?
We have 2K tournaments all the time. we have a leaderboard of who's the best, like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Who's got it right now? Who's the man to beat?
I think it's Alex is number one, and then it's Beyond number two.
Okay.
That's what it is right now.
You guys have the same team you play, or do you have to vary up who plays what?
I think they do random teams. Okay. So it's not like you can get the best team and then – but I think we do random.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's always interesting to see how that plays out. Yeah. If you weren't a basketball player, what other sport would you try and throw your hat in here at Lee to be an athlete?
Before I even played basketball, I was a swimmer. And I was a swimmer all the way up till
– I could see that. You got the body type for that.
Yeah. I was a swimmer in – about late in high school, like 10th grade. That's when I stopped and just focused on basketball. But I think swimming, yeah.
Do you like Summer Olympics, watching the swimming? Mm-hmm. I'm always amazed. You know, obviously it's hard. It's kind of one of those niche sports, Olympic sports. Mm-hmm. So you don't get a chance to catch it throughout the year. But when the Olympics come around, you really get to see these big names. And it, to me, is one of the most exciting Summer Olympic games.
Yeah, and swimmers practice all the time. When I was at working at Delta State, we had a swim team, and they had to practice at 5:30 in the morning and then come back at 3:30 in the afternoon for sessions. It's one of those time-consuming sports for sure. I don't blame you for quitting it and wanting
Jason,
just to focus
give me,
on
give
basketball.
Me basketball. Yeah. We get on that.
Hey, it's no joke. I mean, going from morning practice and afternoon practice, it's just – and then you're just swimming down, back. So, yeah. I got a little burnout of it, so –
Jace, you're getting ready to go, of course, on the first road trip to start the year. So what's the go-to restaurant, go-to meal when you guys are on the road?
One of them is Chick-fil-A, that's for sure. That's our first meal on the
road.
Can't
go wrong with Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah.
It's standard.
And fast service. You know they're going to get it to you quickly.
Hey, we do. They get us in the packages, and they get it out to us, and we're good to go.
Awesome. Chick-fil-A. Okay. Okay, and then what is, like, the special meal? You guys get a big win, or, you know, maybe you go 2-0 on this road trip to start, and you say, hey, coach, can we get this? What are the guys clamoring for?
It's usually just pizza, but if we're in a nice area, we might get, like, a nice restaurant.
Okay, a little sit-down type thing, yeah. You know, okay, that's good.
You always like to ask who the different players, like, funny players. So who's the funniest player?
Ooh, funniest. I think it's got to be Noah. Noah's definitely a goofball.
Yeah, I you know, I've had many conversations with him, and they all make me laugh. They're all unique, and, yeah, he's a great personality. Great personality.
And then I guess who's the quickest?
Quickest? Probably PJ. PJ's a
– I can see that from him.
Yeah.
You know, defending. He's a smaller guy, so he's really quick on his feet.
Yeah. Defending GSC player of the year, freshman player of the year.
Yes.
So maybe player of the year. Maybe Jace right here. Man, I mean, how does it feel being healthy going into this year? I know last year you battled through that shoulder injury, and it's got to feel pretty good. Assuming you know everything's tracking in the right direction.
No, it feels way better. Yeah. It was just when you're having to battle through an injury and then play through it. It takes a toll on you mentally and physically. But coming into this year, I took a lot of work this summer doing rehab and working out, so I'm ready to go this year.
Jace, man, we are looking forward to it. I know you are itching to get on the hardwood. It's a week delayed. Unfortunately, nothing you can do about it with the weather down in Florida, but we are excited to see you guys. Hey, jump right into conference play. Big one with Valdosta Thursday and West Florida Saturday. Best of luck to you, man. Thanks for joining us.
We'll take a quick break and be back with more here in just a moment as we hear from our sponsor, McDonald's.
The Burn 'Em Up Podcast is proudly brought to you by Smith Family McDonald's. Smith Family McDonald's is a proud supporter of Lee University Athletics. They have 10 locations to serve you: Sweetwater, Athens, Etowah, Occoy, and 4 locations right here in Cleveland on I-75 exit 20, 25, and 27. Madisonville and Ottawa locations as well. Smith Family McDonald's. Go Flames!
And welcome back, Philip Tang and Carmen Astoria here on the Burn 'Em Up Podcast. And the men's basketball team ready to rock and roll, and I'm ready to see them play on Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a month, right? Like they haven't played in a month, but it's really only, you know, just delayed by a weekend. But when it's the first weekend, especially, you know, guys are ready to go. They're ready to get out there, and we're ready to watch them. Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun year. You know, we got a chance to see them in homecoming when they played Swanee, and you alluded to it. It does feel like the ball moves you know, more seamlessly this year. I think the guys are playing cohesively together. And so, you know, we'll find out a lot about where they're at, because you do have to dive right into conference play. You do have to dive into it right on the road, and you have to play a team in Valdosta, as you mentioned, that has already played 4 games. Yes. So not making any excuses. They expect to go out there and win and compete at a high level, but you know, it's certainly going to be a bit of a challenge to, you know, they're going to have to get off to a quick start. Valdosta's a team that I believe is 2-2 coming into this. They've played four games already, so they've got a little more familiarity with each other. But, yeah, I think when it's when the dust settles, we get into the heart of this season, I think we're going to like what we see.
And we've got 24 conference games, so not many non-conference games. There's only one left for the men. There's two non-conference games left for the women, and we're just rolling through conference the rest of this way.
Yeah, and I will make note of the schedule. I don't want to, you know, say anything off here, but they are working hard to possibly team up, you know, another game there to get make up for those two games that they missed. So trying to add maybe one non-conference game in addition to the Lindsey Wilson game that they have scheduled. I believe December 30th is the date of that one. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be pretty much all conference.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have to, yeah, you're going to see everybody a couple of times. No secrets in this league. Everybody knows what you do well, and you know what they do well, and so you just got to go out there and execute.
So anytime you come to Walk Arena, essentially almost every time from here on out, it's going to be a doubleheader. So you get the women's basketball game and then the men's basketball game, so plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, coming up Tuesday, we got the one women's game, you know, against
Trevecca,
I believe, you know, before Thanksgiving. So if you're in the Cleveland area, you know, and start Thanksgiving week off with us Tuesday, well, you and George will have the call of that. But, yeah, and then we go into the Thanksgiving break. The teams will be off. And then we'll come right back out of it on that Monday, November 28th, against Montevallo. So it's going to be the first home GSC contest of the year. So, yeah, we're getting into it. It's basketball season. I love it. I'm excited for it. And I think both the men and women have a good shot to be really good this year. So you'll want to keep locked in.
Yeah, plenty of chances to make a big run from what we've seen early on. It's wide open, so any team can win it this year, especially on the women's basketball and the men's basketball side. It's wide, wide open.
Yeah, and I mean, you looked at you know, a couple of the usual players in women's basketball. So Union didn't play. Union's women didn't play. They were kind of like our men. Yeah. They got in that situation where the hurricane affected their you know, opening, and then you know, Eckerd, you know, really had their way with Valdosta and West Florida on the women's side, which are traditionally two GSC powers. So, you know, it's early in the year. It's tough to tell. You know, the Lady Flames, as we mentioned, looked really good, shot the ball really well in a big win against Florida Southern, and then, you know, got behind the eight ball a little bit at St. Leo, got off to a very slow start in that one, and then really battled back nicely behind, you know, a big game from Haley Schubert. And almost came back to win that, you know, had a chance there in the fourth quarter and came up just a few points short, a few possessions short. But, yeah, I think it was a good opportunity for the Lady Flames to see where they're at. And, you know, obviously they've got some Mallory Hampton and Mia Hurst are going to be some players to keep an eye on. And then, of course, Haley Schubert is a name that everybody's familiar with for a number of years. And she's just, you know, poised, I think, for – you know, her best season yet in her fifth and final year.
She's made it into the top 10 in scoring all time in league history.
1,750-ish
points. I didn't look at the exact total, but it's close to that. So she's in the top 10 now.
Well, she is chasing and should, you know, Lord willing, right? If health holds, Lord willing, she will, you know, she will eclipse 2,000 points, which is rarefied air.
Yes.
I believe there's only
two or three.
Two are women. Of course, Holly German is 2,300. That's going to be tough to get to. You know, the all-time leading scorer in women's basketball history. And then I think maybe there's two other players that have eclipsed the 2,000-point mark. But it is rare for –
four total. So Holly German, Vicky Clemens, Brooke McKinnon, and Katie Nelson. Those are the four that have made 2,000 points.
Yeah, all Hall of Famers, obviously. And Haley Schubert's headed that direction. So, yeah, fun to keep an eye on that milestone. She played really well. And, you know, she's so good off the ball. So having Mallory run the point is allowing her to play off the ball more. And we really saw that, especially when Abby Bertram was here running the point a few years ago. Haley was – you know, much more, you know, I think much more effective just because she was so much more fresh, you know, not having to exert nearly as much energy taking the ball up the court every time like she's had to the last couple of years. And so I'm excited to see what the Lady Flames can do. And big weekend for them as well. Obviously playing Valdosta and West Florida, we mentioned, you know, they're both coming off some tough games against Eckerd, but, you know, those are going to be the players, you know, them and Union and us. I mean, those are the players in the GSC on the women's side, and so it'll be a good test.
We'll find out real quick for both the men and the women how good we could be or what we need to work on still to go.
Yeah, and you know, the men, of course, will get Huntsville early. You know, Huntsville certainly seems to be the class, you know, one of the top teams. You know, they were voted preseason number one. The Flames were voted preseason number two. And so, yeah, early on in this year, in the season, you're going to get a good idea of where you stand against the GSE.
Before we finish, the men's and women's cross-country teams this weekend are going to Lakeland, Florida. They're going to run in the South Regional. The distance is kicked up a notch. It's now a 10K for the men and a 6K for the women. But you talked with Coach Caleb Morgan last week. They really gear their training for these runs.
Yeah, we had a chance to sit down with him and Aria Hawkins and
Aaron Himes.
And Aaron Himes, and you know, got their thoughts on winning the GSC and what the South Region looked like. And yeah, it was real insightful. Listen, they train with an eye towards this, right? They recognize that, you know, their goals are obviously to take care of business at conference, but also to win and be competitive in region and nationals. And so they really train for the 10K and the 6K. That's how they approach it. They're working hard, and they're running. You know, they were out here running in the rain today in the 40-degree weather. It's going to be a lot warmer and nicer down in Lakeland, thankfully, for them to run in. But, I expect a great showing out of both the men's and women's cross-country teams this weekend. Hopefully, at least one South Region championship, bring that back home, and then get their eyes set on Seattle, Washington, and the NCAA Division II National Championship.
Well, maybe running in today's weather will get them prepared for running in Seattle.
It feels like Seattle out there, right? You know, gloomy, cloudy rain, that cold rain. But, you got to learn to run in all different kinds of elements, and Southeast Tennessee provides that opportunity. You know, some days they're running in 100 degrees, and other days you're running down here in the 40s. So, they should be ready to go. But, yeah, all eyes Saturday morning, early time. All right.
So it's a real early start.
Set the alarm, Flame fans, right? Set your alarm. Grab a cup of coffee and keep it locked in to At Lee U Flames and At Lee U what's all the letters he's got? TFXC, right? TFXC. So on Twitter, At Lee U TFXC and At Lee U Flames, and you'll have all the updates. You can also follow live stats, right? So they have live updates of each race and where we're at. And you can see that on our website as well, leeuflames.com. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend. And I believe you're planning on making the trip out to Seattle, Washington with them for Nationals.
Assuming we qualify, which, knock on wood, we should.
Right?
We should qualify, yes. Yeah. I'm looking forward to going covering a national championship and hopefully us finishing in first place nationally.
And the Pacific Northwest, right, is a beautiful area. So, it's going to be exciting. And, look forward. Best of luck to Aria and the Aria and the women, and then Aaron. And, he referenced, of course, some of their
big guy like Silas.
Silas Eckenrode, who's done a great job leading the team this year. And so, hate to name drop and leave people out because it has been a total team effort on both sides.
Yes.
But we're really looking forward to seeing how they do on Saturday.
We won't have a podcast next week thanks to the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll take a week off, but then we'll be back and we'll recap that South Region Championship and get you ready for the National Championship for men's cross country and women's cross country as well. Our thanks to Jace Willingham for joining us. We'll catch you in a couple weeks here.
Wait.
We're not signing
Tang. Fired up.
Oh, we got a fired up moment.
Come on here, Tang.
I forgot about that this week.
We don't have much to choose from,
no. But
fired up moment.
I just got to say, putting up 97 points to start the season for the Lady Flames. 97 points against any Division II opponents is really impressive.
My fired up moment, Hannah Garrett. Hannah Garrett had a big game in the win against Florida Southern, and she was our guest on the podcast last week. So we feel like there is some good mojo there with the Burn 'Em Up podcast. So Chase Willingham, keep an eye on him. We expect him to have a big week down in Valdosta and West Florida. But congrats to Hannah. You know, enjoy talking with her last week, and she got off to a good start. Big key. She was a big key factor in us getting that win against Florida Southern on Friday. And so congratulations to her. My other fired up moment was, although we lost down in Pensacola, you and I got to share a meal there at Flounders, which is my favorite place. Listen, if you're ever in the Pensacola area, go to Flounders, get the stuffed flounder. It's fantastic.
It was really good.
It's a great restaurant. And a shout out to Coach Carpenter, who obviously wasn't able to make the trip as he continues to battle, his fight with cancer, and he's doing well, but he's battling through that. And he's, of course, is always in our thoughts and prayers. But I sent him a message, took a picture there when we were at Flounders because he first introduced it to me. That's his spot, when we come to Pensacola. And so like I told him, I said, we're just keeping the seat warm for when you come back. And but obviously with the travels and the GSC, we end up down in Pensacola at least a couple of times a year. And so that was nice to – even though it was a short trip.
It was.
We
were very short.
We were able to get that meal in. But
I think we left 4 p.m. on Wednesday and got back at like 11:30 p.m. on Thursday.
Right. So it was seven-hour drive. So anyway, hey, but we love it. And
yes, we do.
We love getting out there. I love getting on the road and supporting our student athletes in NCAA championship play. And so, you know, the women put up a great showing. Once again, congrats to Coach Chris Hennessy and the Lady Flames on a fantastic season. And now we turn our attention to cross country and men's and women's basketball as they get things going here.
All right, now I can sign off.
There you go.
I completely forgot. No, I completely forgot about the fired up moment.
Well,
of the
if we're not going to have a podcast next week, we've got to get our fired up moment this week, and then we'll come back and we'll talk with you guys here in a couple weeks.
So we'll be back in 2 weeks with another guest, and we'll set you up for that national championship in cross country. For Commonwealth Story, I'm Philip Tang. We'll catch you in 2 weeks.